And we are back. John Lindsay filling in for Patty Handysides here on The Shift on AM 800 CKLW. Hope you are all having a great day. 2:17 right now in the afternoon. It's gorgeous out there. Bit of sun out there. It's not too hot. The extreme heat from last week has finally gotten away. Maybe you're enjoying some of our local neighborhoods that we have here. And if you are, maybe you're around Ford City, you can take a look at a tiny art vending machine, which is curated by Windsor artist Christina Bratt. And it holds these really cool pieces of small artwork that are created by artists throughout the region. And I have Christina here to talk with me about it. How are you doing, Christina?
I'm good. How are you, John?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Tell us a little bit about this project. How did it come about? It's so unique.
Thank you so much. I'm really happy to be here and share this project with everyone. So this project, it basically was born out of the idea that I wanted to find a way to connect artists to the public in a way that's accessible and fun. So it's not necessarily through a gallery space or through a specific public art project per se, but inviting them to be introduced to all of these artists that we have here in the region.
Yeah, it's a really interesting way to take the artwork, you know, out of a gallery, if you will. And, you know, it's a lot more accessible. So people, they spend money on this and everybody gets to walk away with something. Tell me a little bit about the cost and what's included in it. Like, what can people expect?
Yeah, absolutely. So every capsule you get does have a tiny artwork in it. It costs $4, two toonies to be exact. You can come up, you put your toonies in the machine, you give it a big spin, and a capsule will come out. And it could be either a digital print, a screen print that is tiny in the capsule but folds out into a larger poster. You could get an original lino cut that's been hand-carved and hand-stamped. Or you could even get a keychain that's designed by a local artist as well.
How very cool. You know, I love it. When I was a kid, I remember going to like Zellers and stuff and all of the vending machines at the exit, right? And you've taken that nostalgia and you've wrapped it up in local art. I love it. Tell me a little bit about where it is right now and what your plans are, where you're going to be bringing it throughout the city.
Yeah, absolutely. So for those of you that don't know, I've been an artist and working in arts admin for about 5 years now in the region. And I've seen how tough the industry can get for everyone, myself included. So I'm treating this as a curatorial outlet for me, but I'm also allowing it to become anything that I want it to be for the community and the artists involved. So that doesn't just include the artists in the machine, but also local business owners. So right now it's at Bunch in Ford City, which is owned by Lauren. She's incredible. She's been so, so supportive of the project. We're happy to have it at Bunch. And it's going to be there until August 20th. So if you're someone that wants to explore Ford City a little bit more, or maybe it's your favorite place, you can go on over to Bunch. And Lauren also curates a lot of artist-made goods into her shop. So the second you step in there, whether it's for the tiny art vending machine or not, you'll be able to see all of the hard work that artists put into what they create for the world.
I love it. I can tell you the next time I'm either at Grand Cantina or Pressure Drop, I'll be stopping by and picking up one myself. Now, you were able to do this through the Arts, Culture, and Heritage Fund, right?
Yes, absolutely. So I'm a big, big fan of the City of Windsor's Arts, Culture, Heritage Fund. I heard about it in about 2014 or 2015. I went to an info session, and everyone in that department is so kind and so supportive, and they really helped me out get this project off the ground by giving me the grant. So I'm really excited for that.
Absolutely. I could imagine that. So tell me what's next for you after this? I don't mean to put you on the spot here, but do you have any other plans for any other projects?
Yeah, absolutely. So for now, I want this machine to stay in Windsor, Essex, but I want it to travel all around. So it could stay in Ford City until the 20th. And then afterwards, while I am trying to get this outside of galleries, I do think it's also important to bring it to other gallery spaces as well, to bring the public into that space and kind of see, do I want to be in a gallery setting? Do I want to see what a gallery is all about? But do I want it in an accessible format of the tiny art vending machine? So it will be at ArtSite Inc. downtown. Afterwards, I'm hoping to get it out into the county as well. So maybe in Kingsville or in Essex or even in Leamington. Some of those different places aren't fully confirmed yet, so I don't want to jump the gun, but they're coming.
Very, very exciting. Well, I want to thank you so much for joining me to talk about this, Christina.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You have yourself a great afternoon. That is local artist and tiny art vending machine curator, Christina Bratt. I love this story. It's so cool. I think that our region needs more public art, definitely to showcase the artists that we have throughout the region who can do some really amazing art. And one of the hardest things, of course, is finding that opportunity to showcase your local artwork. So this is a great way to take, as I said, sort of out of the gallery, bring it into the community, bring it into businesses, and you get to walk away with a piece of it yourself for $4. It's great all around. We are going to take a quick break, and then when we get back, we'll take some of your comments about this. I want to know what you have to think about this project. You can text in at 10800, or you can call us at 519-792-CKLW. That's 519-792-2555.